The government shutdown, now about to enter its second month. We are on day 30 today of the shutdown. And so far, all we've seen is the Republicans tell everybody in the world that this is all about the Democrats. This is the Democratic shutdown. All we've seen on the Democratic side. This is the Republican shutdown. This is the Donald Trump shutdown. All we keep seeing is both sides absolutely back and forth, just keep blaming the other. It's their fault. It's their fault. And the bottom line is people keep getting hurt in America. So far, there's somewhere around 700,000 government officials, government employees, distinct from officials, government employees who aren't getting work, who aren't getting salary. So they're working, or many of them are working, air traffic controllers, TSA folks, and a number of other high, very well important positions. People who work in the government that we can't do without. So we just tell them, yeah, don't worry about it. You have to come to work anyway. So we have the Republicans and the Democrats that are up there bitching and moaning about each other and pointing fingers back and forth and blaming the other side for everything. And both of them are completely willing to let all these 700,000 people either go without pay or have to go to work without pay. And we rely on them. And it is shameful and disgusting, just at surface value, that you continue to be so cavalier about the lives of so many American people that you're willing to say, yeah, I don't care if you get paid. I don't care if your rent comes due and or your mortgage comes due, your electricity bill comes due, or I don't know, you want to eat. Don't care about any of that kind of stuff. I don't care about all of the anxiety that I'm heaping upon every one of these people. Because I assure you, I know several of them who live in this town, in Washington, D.C. here. And they're human beings, just like any one of these members of Congress, any one of these members of the Senate or the House. They're human beings like that, except more so because they don't have power. But yet they have devoted their lives to serving in the government, to working in these jobs, or some of them even like air traffic controllers that we rely on for the safety of millions of Americans every single day who are flying. And you guys don't have any concern about that at all. I don't care how much stress I'm putting them under. I don't care how, they don't even know how long this is going to last. There have been some reports out today that Mike Johnson may keep the House out until January. If the thing, hopefully the government will be open sometime before then. More on that in just a second. But the fact that you're just willing to just, we're not even going to work. I'm not even going to have the House of Representatives work at all. So we're going to keep getting our full pay. I'm cool with it. And Johnson contents himself to sit there and mock the other side every day at press conferences, every time he goes on television, just mocks everybody about how it's somebody else's fault, oblivious to the cost. In fact, I'm going to show you this clip here. This is from CNN earlier today, where he seems to relish and enjoy the mocking the other side here and just relishes the power that he has right here. Now, what you're about to see is Dana Bash here saying that, listen, President Trump could get involved with here and he could probably make a deal pretty quick. And you're going to see how fast Mike Johnson pushes that back.
Policy questions.
You know, he could make a deal on this in 5 minutes.
He can't. There's no deal to be made. Remember, the CR does not have Trump or Republican priorities on it at all. There's nothing we can pull off of that to make it more palatable for the Democrats. I would have done that a long time ago. But we operated in good faith from day one, back in September. On September 19th, we voted for a clean, nonpartisan CR. It's only 24 pages in length. It just says keep everything at status quo so we can all finish our jobs here. The Democrats rejected it for the first time in their lives. They did the same type of CR, voted for it 13 times during the Biden administration. The only reason they did it right now, it's because they're afraid of the rise of the far left Marxists in their party, and they have to show them that they're going to fight.
Yeah, that's right. He says, and fair enough, that the Democrats did do that in the past. Double standards fly all over Washington, D.C., and all of it disgusts me. So they don't get a pass on that. They did that in the past, and now they want to do something different here. But Mike Johnson is wrong when he said there's no deal to be made. There damn sure is a deal to be made. It can definitely be made. See, he's acting like my hands are tied. I'm handcuffed. We can't do anything at all. Yes, you can. As a matter of fact, you should have done something already. I don't know if you're aware of this, but every year on the September 30th, The federal budget comes to an end and the fiscal year starts on October 1st, the next year. So I don't know, Mike, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but that's your freaking job to get that done every time. You might want to have backed up a little bit before that and said, okay, where are we right now? What are the issues that are at play here? What are the budget priorities? What are we going to do? We have two chambers. We have two parties. We got to figure this stuff out. It's supposed to be your bloody job. Okay. So you knew that was coming up. You knew the ACA subsidies. You knew that was coming to an end in this period of time here. So you've known that. Everybody has known that. So you should have been working on this in the months, plural, prior to 30th of September. But to now claim, and you want to act like you're this innocent as this dove, and you're held hostage by these poor Democrats. That's what you're claiming, and it's a lie. And I'm not going to use any softer language because there is no more accurate language. It's a lie. You know it's a lie. You're intentionally trying to characterize things that you can't do anything. There's no deal to be made. Of course there's a deal to be made. The fact that you're not talking right now with the Democrats on both the chambers, wherever it takes, on these ACA subsidies, the one thing that the Democrats are saying is the reason why they're not doing this, the primary reason why they haven't signed on to this, is because they said they don't trust the Republicans that they'll, once they have this clean CR, that they'll negotiate these ACA subsidies, then they'll lose their leverage. That's what they claim. That's a pretty weak excuse. Let me just call that out too. But that's what they're saying right now. Well, you could call them on that by saying, all right, well, let's have the negotiations right now. Okay, so the government shut down. Like the next day, starting on October 1st or 2nd, you could have been having these conversations. But instead, you lie and you say, oh, we can't talk now. We have to get the government open. No, you don't. Did your vocal cords stop working or something? I mean, they seem to be pretty good on that clip right there. But that's what you're saying. So don't tell me any of that because it's not true. You don't want to negotiate with the Democrats. You don't want to talk about the ACA subsidies. You do want this government shutdown to go on to harm the Democratic side. You may have some other things to do and some other reasons why you want this. I don't know. They're all crap. But we do know for sure that's part. Now, it's not just the Republicans here. So let's actually show you the Democratic side as well, because the ranking member in the House, Jeffries, also went on CNN to talk about what he says. Here's what we actually do want to talk about.
We've said from the very beginning that we want to reopen the government, that we want to enter into a bipartisan spending agreement that actually meets the needs of the American people, while at the same time addresses the healthcare crisis that they've created and are visiting on the American people, which includes, but is not limited to, the largest cut to Medicaid in American history, the fact that hospitals, nursing homes, and community-based health centers are closing all across America, including dozens potentially in Louisiana, the home state of Mike Johnson, and now they're refusing to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits, which is going to adversely impact the ability of working class Americans, everyday Americans, and middle class Americans to receive their health care or go see a doctor.
Okay, so he has a little bit of a point there. Okay, so let's just give him that. There is the issue of the health care subsidies, and we're about to see. So there's a couple of big things that are about to start happening. There are millions of Americans who are very soon going to run out of these subsidies, and their health care costs are going to go way up. There's also what's called the SNAP, S-N-A-P. It's basically food stamps you may have known from the past. And I think like 40 million Americans are going to start losing coverage, some as soon as the first, so just a couple of days from now. So there are some very real costs that are going to start expanding beyond just the 700,000 people who will continue to not get paid, who will continue to have problems paying their bills, and will have no idea how much longer that's going to go on, or even if they're going to get back pay after that, et cetera, all that stuff. So the cost is about to start expanding, compounding, and going outside of there. So you have the Democrats are claiming again, like, hey, this is all we're trying to get done here. This is all we're trying to do. Well, look, I mean, you get some credit on that because those things do need to be done here. And the Republicans truly aren't worried about it. And they're actually good with the cost and the pain because they want to use that pain and shovel it to make people believe it's all their fault. Actually, both sides are doing that, too. So they both get equal blame on that. But here's the thing on the Democrat side. Listen, you could have done this stuff earlier too. You also had the calendar in front of you. You knew when this was coming up and you knew it was going to be an issue here. So there was time and opportunity while we still had the opportunity in the government being open where these things could have been done and they could have been negotiated with instead of waiting until now to bring them up. You could also say it's not even a hard situation. You could even benefit from this. You could say, all right, you know what? We're going to go ahead and trust you, and we'll make a big deal of it. We'll tell everybody, all right, well, they claim that all they need is a clean CR, and then we'll negotiate this stuff away. Okay, we're going to put them their word to the test here. We're going to see if they actually do it. We're going to sign the CR. We're going to be the bigger people here. Put whatever Band-Aid you want to on it, and then let's find out. Open the government up, get it is. So now then we can get a chance to get these subsidies done. The SNAP goes in, people get their food so they don't have to start starving, and the government workers get their pay, and the people we rely on like TSA and the air traffic controllers, all these folks go back to work and the stress can go down. And then we'll see. And then if the Republicans don't do it, now then they're the ones that are up to blame. And now it's easy to say, we trusted them, we listened to them, and then they still didn't do it. And now your health care costs are going up. Pretty good chance that the Republicans aren't going to want to do that heading into midterm elections. They're not going to want to go in with something like that that's going to hurt a lot of regular voters. I mean, forget about doing the right thing, but they don't want to hurt their chances to get elected. So pretty good chance that they can work something out like that. And here's the bottom line. This is going to get worked out. I lived through this. I was actually an active duty soldier here in Washington, D.C. area in the 2013 shutdown. And so I was actually part of that. And it was a pretty long one then, too. And it was pretty awful. And in that particular case, the military got paid. They actually accepted that. But all these other folks, even the civilians that worked in the area with me in the office that I was working at, they didn't. So that I saw firsthand how much that disrupted their lives and how much trouble that was. So I've lived through some of this before and I've seen it and that's going on now. So this is going to get solved. And the thing that made me mad then and the thing that makes me mad every time is here is that all of these guys do is get together and throw rocks at each other and they want to try to extract some kind of alleged political gain and they get nothing for it. It costs people something real. They actually do have stress every time. My wife is one of these issues. She suffers from some of this issue. Every time the budget comes up every year, there's anxiety of, are they going to have a shutdown this time? Every single year, it comes into the situation. And then now then, because situations like this one happen, now then you don't know. How long will we go? Now, we're okay. We're fine because I'm financially stable. We don't have any problem. But the fact that you don't know when your own salary is going to come in, and there's lots of her friends who don't have that situation. Some of her friends are, both of them are married. They're both working in the government. So they're both without financial income right now. It's just a terrible way to live. And it just angers me that the leaders of our government don't care about the cost to the people. And listen, this is going to probably get so I'm guessing that it's probably going to be the Republican or the Democrats who are going to end up giving in on this, and they're going to end up collapsing. And one of the reasons the Washington Post, let's see, I think I actually have that one handy here. The Washington Post has a piece right now this was yesterday, turning point in the government shutdown. And they're basically saying, listen, it's time. It's gone on long enough. The Democrats need to give in to this. Schumer has allowed the shutdown to drag on because he's worried about all this stuff. And the Democrats, they just need to get it done. So when you have the Washington Post, which is historically very much on the liberal side, saying that basically just do what the Republicans are asking, then you know that that's going to bolster the Republicans even more so. And they're going to be even less likely to give in. I think definitely President Trump is not going to insert himself, because he doesn't want to be seen as giving anything into the Democrat side. He wants to make them squirm as long as possible. And so that's probably how it's going to work in there, because I think enough pressure is finally going to get on the Democrat leaders where people are going to say, look, you put up a fight, whatever, you showed your, you know, raised the flag, all that kind of stuff. But now then there's nothing to gain here. You're not going to help us out. We're not going to get the ACA extensions done right now. None of the other stuff is going to be able to get done. We can't get any work done in the House of Representatives. Go ahead and give in to this. So I bet that's probably going to happen, maybe not even in too much longer. We'll wait and see how that's going to work out here. But the bottom line that we need to understand here is that our governing system, our political system is freaking broken. because this happens all the time, and it's going to happen again, and it's going to keep happening again. And whatever perceived benefit that these guys get out of this is pathetic, because there really isn't any. I mean, even the 2013 shutdown that I lived through, after that was over, it caused disruption in our organization for the full year after that. And I've seen it had the same impact on many other government agencies, because everything gets gummed up. I mean, the things you had planned and things you had resourced get just completely tossed up in the air. And then all of a sudden you come back and you got to make it do with the wreckage and try to figure out what to get done. And now where's the money going to go from, and how are you going to reallocate from things that happened, et cetera. It's such a mess. It's a horrible situation. Never bothers the people on Capitol Hill. Doesn't bother them at all. And that's one of the things we don't have any power, so I can't have it. But I just think it's disgusting that these guys keep paying themselves full salary. To my understanding, even many of the Senate staff right now aren't being paid. They are even furloughed right now. But the senators themselves aren't. They got their full pay and allowances and medical support and everything. They got no problems at all. So you can have Mike Johnson with that just annoying look on his face and this arrogant, presumptuous way he's talking about people and this lies that he keeps telling. He's fine. He goes home. He's got his full salary. He's got no problem with anything else at all. He has no issues. All of them are like that. Every single one of them up there. I think the very least that should happen is these people should finally start feeling the pain that they inflict on other people. You cut off their salary. You tell the air traffic controllers, the TSA agents, to go to work and don't get paid. You should go to work and not get paid. And the least thing that you should do is to give your people the time off and make them not even have to go into session and still get full pay. I mean, I think that's just as revolting and un-American as it gets. Americans used to be hardworking, roll up their sleeves, get it done, figure things out. President Trump brags on himself endlessly about his deal-making capability. Then how the hell come he can't make a deal in his own government? I'm sorry, those questions need to be asked. Even if you're a big Trump supporter, where is the payoff? Where is the action to all these words that he keeps saying? He says, yes, I can make all these deals. Then do it. Don't talk it. I'm sure you've probably seen these videos from him in the past when there was a shutdown and there was a Democratic in the White House. You know, he mocked, I think, Obama, and he said, oh, yeah, that's not leadership and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, that exists out there, too. But even without that, you talk all the time about how you can make deals and you can figure stuff out. You claim that you've ended 8 wars ad nauseum. You keep it saying that. Stuff that hadn't been done in 20 years, 30 years, all this stuff, you brag about it incessantly, and you're not even present here. You're not even showing up. So where is your braggadocious now? Where is the fulfillment of this? Again, I'm telling you, if you're a big Republican supporter, a big Trump supporter, a MAGA all the way through, you should be the first one saying, Mr. President, get involved. Get this done for the sake of the American people. I don't care about Republican or Democrat. I care about American people. Let's see some action here of the White House, the Senate, and the House. Let's get all of this people done and start doing your bloody jobs. The reason we sent you up there. Nobody sends somebody up to Washington so that they can just be, well, okay, let me not even finish that sentence there. There are some who send people to Washington because they want them to only care about the party as opposed to the country. Some do. That's unfortunate. I can't pretend otherwise. But the majority of Americans send people to Washington because they want things to get done. They want the government to run efficiently. They want their country to be safe. They want their economy to function properly. They want to be able to be secure. They don't want to be stressed all the time wondering, are they even going to get their pay this month? Are they going to get the government help that they need, that many of the people, some of our lower income people, desperately need to eat? Are they going to get it or not? They shouldn't have to worry about that kind of stuff. And yet, that's what we have all the time. And it's time for that stuff to end. And I wish I had a great answer for you how we're going to fix this right now, but I'm just telling you that I think I'm giving voice to what I know a lot of other people are feeling. I know for sure they are. Love to see this number expand. And if you agree with this, put something in the comments here. Love to hear your views, good or bad. Love to hear them. Share this with somebody else, especially if you're those that you feel also who just want the government to freaking function and do the job it's supposed to. Share this with people. Share it on social media and send it to your members of Congress, your House, your Senate, whoever is your representatives up there, and tell them to just shut up and get the damn job done. Stop using political pain on the people as rocks to throw at your political opponents in Washington. It's time to stop this crap and start doing your job. That's what I think anyway. Well, listen, I appreciate you giving me the chance here to talk a little bit about a little bit something different than the typical fare we do with foreign policy stuff here. But this has to do with American national security and economic security and just stability at home. These things are connected, and it is important, and it is time, because people outside of this, outside of our country, they pay a lot of attention to this. And this makes us all look really bad. And this undermines our ability to be the indispensable nation and all this kind of stuff we love to talk about ourselves being. It's humiliating to ourselves. It's shameful. And I don't think we're even aware of it. We need to be. And so let's share this around with folks until we can maybe one of these days, through some people power, put enough pressure on these guys to just do what they're supposed to. Thanks, folks. Look forward to seeing you next time.